Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to our brand new season on Beyond the Mic with your host, Uramazibuko.
And me, Wiselo Pepe.
Guys, in this season, we're going to bring various guests, various topics that we want to discuss. And also, feel free to let us know what y'all want to see. You feel me? We're excited to be back, guys, and we just hope you enjoy the season as much as you enjoyed season one.
We're back for season two. Y'all thought we were gonna stop, but we ain't stopping.
We're not stopping.
We keep on going, and we're only gonna go higher. So enjoy season two, guys. Follow us on our various social media: Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, RSS as well,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Podcast,
Spotify, yes sir. Catch us that side.
Catch us on every single platform. Love you all, and yeah, enjoy season two. Yes, sir.
Okay. Welcome, guys, to the podcast. Well, this is Wiselo Pepe speaking. I'm speaking before the podcast starts. Sorry. I just want to explain, guys, before the podcast starts, there's a minute into the podcast where the audio sounds a bit bad. Not even a bit bad. It's my mic. It sounds so bad. So I just want to give you guys a heads up. Another apology. I don't know. Suddenly, the mic just started to change volume levels. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because the way I held the mic or if it was because I increased the volume levels a little bit too high during the episode, but I apologize for that, guys. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and yeah, just enjoy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to a brand new episode on the podcast with your host Uramazibuko
and me, Wiselo Pepe.
Yes, sir. So guys, we have a new topic today. You feel me? New episode. We hope you enjoyed the first episode. But remember, follow us on the socials, you know, Insta, Twitter, and everything. You know, that's where we at. But I think let's get into it, shall we?
Introduce. Okay. What are we talking about today?
So, today, guys, we're going to be talking about, do nice guys finish last? Now, it's low-key a little bit of a follow-up to last week's topic,
one, yeah.
If you think about it. But yeah, why don't you start us off?
I would say today, I have obviously more notes because, like, please be serious. You can't come in unprepared. But then to actually answer your question directly, I would say, yes, nice guys do finish last. But I would say it's something that shouldn't be a discussion because I feel like society has made almost it, not even social media, I think society has made it a norm that things like how we're discussing right now, that nice guys finish last. Imagine being a guy or even a woman, because I feel like, okay, hopefully we get to talk about it, but I feel like nice guys finish last and a kind woman or nice woman get cheated on. Let me not say the most, but they're more prone to get cheated.
Do hear what you're saying.
But then obviously we'll get into that. We have to discuss the main topic. Nice guys finish last. I feel like society has made it a norm that you as a guy, you being nice to someone else or to a woman in this case, could be seen as unattractive or you looking as weak. And that's low-key kind of sad because I don't know how that's even a thing.
Exactly. No, it's low-key crazy because like, I'm all of a sudden boring because I'm too nice. Like
I don't know how that even works,
bro. Like, what is this? Like, can't you just appreciate a nice person, you know? But no, he's like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I've heard like convos of like people talking with their friends, right? And they're like, yo, I won't lie, this guy is too nice, it's so boring. I need a little bit of spice. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you're telling me you want a guy that, like, is wilding? Is that what you... Because, I mean, if that's what you want, then okay, fair. But then, at the same time, it's like, how are you also then trying to find the one? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You feel me? If you keep saying, like, or you keep complaining that this guy is too nice or this lady is too nice. You feel like I don't get today's society, dog.
It's cooked, as we said in the last episode, this society is cooked. Because like, I understand when, actually I don't even understand. Okay, let me point out the different arguments and we'll obviously discuss about it. I understand how a woman would be like, if you're too nice. So it's even in my notes. So why do women in this society not like nice guys? Simply because the majority think that being too nice makes you weak and makes you look like you're losing your masculine traits.
Definitely.
And it's kind of mad because it's like, okay, I kind of see what you're trying to say when you say, if I'm too nice, it makes me look weak, or it makes me look like I'm weak as a man. You know, masculine traits are being reducted almost. But at the same time, it's like, why is it that you look at my kindness and take it for weakness? Because that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Like, I just don't understand why it's become a problem to be too kind. I feel like these days, if you're too kind, you almost like boring. Like, you almost have a boring personality.
Yeah.
And that's what these females in today's society don't want. They want someone who's like out there, if that makes
they
sense.
Like bad boys.
They like bad
they like
boys.
Bad boys.
And I mean, yo, sorry about,
yo,
about that. Some just fell off the roof. But anyways, they just like bad guys, you feel me? Guys that just like thrive on just like making their partners feel some type of way, you feel me? And these females fall for it every time. Like, if you guys don't know, there's a show called what's this thing? Love Island, right? Like, I don't know if you guys have watched it, but US, it's both of them, to be honest. It's both of them. But there's a show called Love Island where, like, it's literally like a place of people trying to find love, right? It's pretty self-explanatory. Anyways, so now, you know how they like introduce each other and stuff and just like get a vibe from each other and whatever, just to see if they're compatible or not. Boy, I'm telling you now, there was one, I forgot which one it was, but there was one episode I saw, right? And like, this girl is talking to her girls that she just met, right? And she's like, guys, I can't lie, I wish I wasn't coupled up with this guy. He's just so nice and I'm bored. I want someone to come in and sweep me off my feet. And I'm like, damn.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And the same guy that she probably wants is probably the one that she doesn't need, because
exactly,
he's probably someone that's going to leave her emotionally scarred. No. I don't know about physical, but emotionally scarred. And he's probably not going to treat her correctly like the nice guy
like
that she doesn't want.
Exactly. Like, listen, I can't lie, right? Obviously, no one wants a boring person. Me personally, I don't want to be with someone that's boring, right? I genuinely don't. You gotta be entertaining. But you can't tell me being cheated on and crying all the time is entertaining in your relationship. Come on. That's not it.
Yo,
that
and you see, that's like almost the consequence of having a quote unquote bad boy, because like, he's genuine. He's not gonna, okay, he's gonna act like the masculine guy that you want, you know. Let's say he acts like a leader, he knows what he wants, you know, he takes initiative in the relationship. But then that doesn't mean he's gonna be just as kind as the sort of quote-unquote nice guy that you don't want. Because I feel like, from what I've seen, at least especially in high school, how the girls that we came up with from grade 8 to grade 12, how they would want the quote-unquote bad boys of the school. But then these are the same guys that end up cheating on them.
Exactly.
These are the cheating, or they don't give them the same amount of attention that they wanted when they first got together.
From the nice guy.
And,
exactly.
And it's like, bro, this is just the consequence of your decision. Now, I understand that you're young, but then at the same time, it's like, when you start off young by liking bad boys, it continues when you grow up. And then by the time you actually need a nice guy, you're going to end up, all the nice guys would have probably been taken, or they don't want you.
That's true.
That's the thing I've noticed about nice guys. It's like, it's almost going back to what you said in the last episode, how there's nothing wrong with being alone. These guys would rather be alone than try looking for a woman.
Like
that
seeking,
same dumb thing is like, oh, if you're too nice, I don't like it. Imagine.
Like, I won't
really.
Like, it's crazy, girl. But I won't lie, right? I won't lie. Once again, guys, go for what you want, you feel me? Me personally, I just think it's cooked. And once again, it's both sides. Like, you can't want like a nice girl as well, but you what's this thing, you complain that she's too clingy and stuff. You just want a girl that can, take a step back quickly. Let me rephrase what I meant to say was, being clingy is a problem, I won't lie, it kind of is, but like, you can't want a nice girl and like cheat on her, and then when you cheat you just say things like, oh, she was just too nice for me, you feel me? I want like a baddie, you feel me, where everyone want, you feel me? Because at least with the nice girl, she'll set it straight to all the boys out there, I'm in a relationship, I want no one but this person, you feel me? Leave it at that. But these gents that are low-key wilding want a girl who like wants, like they want girls that are too friendly, if that makes sense.
I mean, that's fine though, I would say, right?
No, being too friendly is crazy.
It's a bit
problematic, I won't lie. But
did we mention that as a red flag in relation? I don't think so.
We didn't, guys. That's a red flag.
Stay true for part two.
Yeah, part two for sure. That's definitely a red flag.
Relationship part two.
It'll come out soon for sure. Mm. But I could also say, like, you know, with nice guys, knowing me, I am a nice guy. And I'm not proud to say this, of course, but I do tend to be low-key a bit friendly, you feel me? And that is a bit of a problem, because it's like, you're giving the other girl like an opportunity to almost swoop you in a way, you feel me?
What do you mean swoop?
Like, almost as if she has a chance of shooting a shot.
With you?
With me, if that makes
sense. But isn't that a good thing?
It's not. I'm in a relationship, but I'm giving her that mindset that she can just come and take a chance. You feel me? Thing is, with nice guys, they do tend to be friendly. I can't lie. And then that's a bit of a problem. But do you want to...
I do know a couple where the husband is a little bit too friendly.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, it just goes down to you as the guy. Why is it that you have to change your traits in terms of being too friendly, so that it doesn't look like other women think that they have a chance with you despite being someone else.
Exactly. No, I agree with what you're saying, but low-key check this. I know, or I saw a post the other day, right? And I think it was a post or video, I forgot. It was a long time.
Wait, let me check if this thing's recording. Okay, wait, guys, let's just check the footage
two
real quick. Seconds. We had issues last week.
Yeah, just 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
Okay, guys, we're back. Oh, so continue your story.
Yeah. Anyway, so I saw a post. Are you gonna edit that?
Yeah, I'll edit that out here for sure.
I saw a post or a video. I actually forgot what it was. It was a long time ago. But this girl comes up to this guy, and the guy says, I'm sorry, I'm in a relationship. Instead of saying, no, I'm in a relationship. Do you hear the difference? You can't apologize for being in a relationship. He's almost sorry that he's in a relationship. And that's a problem.
No, but you didn't really explain the story properly, Ura.
Okay, the point is that you, as a guy, you saying, I'm sorry, I'm in a relationship, you're almost like you feel sorry for the girl that's trying to shoot a shot with you. When you shoot it, you should be happy with the girl.
No, but then the lady try getting his number?
Yes.
You saying sorry for not giving her your number because you are in a relationship.
No, you should say, no, thank you, I'm in a relationship. Not, I'm sorry, I'm...
Yeah, you're apologizing for not giving away your number.
You're too friendly.
I don't know what Ura is saying, but me, I would say I'm sorry.
No, you shouldn't say you're sorry.
I'm not saying I'm sorry because I'm in a relationship. I'm apologizing for not fulfilling that woman's needs of me not giving her number. So I'm sorry for that I can't give you my number. I'm in a relationship.
Guys, don't listen to this.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're in a relationship with your girl, right? I'm telling you now, you saying to another girl, I'm sorry, I'm in a relationship, it's low-key a little bit of a red flag.
How is that a red flag?
You're not confident in your relationship. You feel me? It's almost like you're guilty that you with this this partner.
By saying I'm sorry.
Yes, it's almost like you're guilty that you're with your partner. Gents, me, I don't know what Urai saying.
Personally, I don't know what Urai saying. Gents.
Agree to disagree.
This guy is saying some other.
No, I'm not saying some other. But do you want to add some other pointers and stuff?
No, from what you just said.
Yeah, or just like the topic in general.
Oh, yeah, the topic, yeah. Or before I continue speaking about the topic more, Ura is saying wrong things, gents.
Agree to disagree.
So, back on the topic. Because Ura is speaking nonsense. So there's two types of nice guys, I would say. So before we actually even started the recording, one of my sisters actually explained one of the points I wanted to point out. So I would say, guys, there's two types of nice guys. There's that one that she does genuinely like a nice guy by nature, you know. That's just his personality, you know. He grew up in a nice household that taught him how to treat other people with respect, with maturity as well. So he's just genuinely a nice guy by nature. And then there's that nice guy that is nice, but he expects something in return. Now, if he's nice to a woman, he thinks that, okay, if I'm nice to her, she's probably going to give me what I want, you know. She's probably going to give me, I don't know, head or something. I don't know.
So he's basically doing it for something
in return, yeah. Okay. It's most likely either a relationship or sexual desires. But I would say with the relationship one, I would say, if that's what you want in return, then just tell her that, just act nice to her and stuff, you know, maybe give her signs or tell her that it's either you like her or you want to take her out or you want her number. I don't know, as a man, you must not, especially with a woman, you can't expect her to be a mind reader, you know, can't expect her to just assume that you being nice means that she has to do something for you when it's not the case. And in terms of guys that be nice for some sexual desires, you need to get checked for real. Because at that point, you're just a manipulator. Because it's like, with women who are listening to the podcast, either listening or watching a YouTube video, not all nice guys must be related with who I'm about to speak about, these manipulators. Because these guys know that if they act a certain way, they just might get what they want. But not all nice guys act that way. We act that way because that's who we are. And if, of course, we do want something in return, maybe a relationship, but it's not the number one priority, you know. If we do get it, we get it. If we don't, it's okay, we move on. But then for them, it's number one priority. It's act nice and I need what I want from you. And if they don't get what they want, they act restless, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh no, but I did this for you, I bought you this and that.
And I,
you know,
this,
yeah,
for
and well, why is it that you still not mine or stuff? You see, those are manipulators, Baba. As you know, me personally, as a nice guy myself, same with Ura, as we don't relate to those guys, bro. As we're not master manipulator, manipulating a woman to give us what we want. That's not our objective as nice guys, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're that type of guy, you need to get checked low-key, because that's not how you should treat other people. That's not right. So, yeah, that's what I was, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I really, really liked everything that you just said. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, right, you shouldn't do things just so that you can, like, get a reward for the nice,
for everything that you did,
good deeds that you've just done. You feel me? You should genuinely do good deeds because it's genuine. You feel me? Mm. It's from the bottom
of your heart, yeah. Sure.
But I actually want to also say something quickly. Like, you know, this thing of like, oh no, he's just too good for me and stuff like that, right? For me, right, in a way, I kind of see why we also have bad gents in this world. Because think about it, right? We live in a society where, like, if you're a good guy, it's just not gonna cut it. It's really not gonna cut it. And what do you have to do? You gotta be a demon. And I remember speaking to my brother, actually. And you know what? I agree with what he said, actually. Because I think I said this in the previous episode, even. Episode 1, season 2.
What did you say? Week,
where I said, villains are not born, they made.
No, you said that for last season.
Oh, for last season.
Yeah, season 1.
I said this for last season. I forgot which episode it was. But villains aren't born, they made. And I can like elaborate on that. What that saying basically means, it just means like, because of what's happening, I gotta guard my heart. You feel me? And guess what I'ma do? I'm genuinely gonna treat every girl I see
horribly. Trash.
Exactly, horribly. Because I've tried so long to be a good guy, and every single girl I was good to told me to my face, I'm too good. Therefore, I'm too boring. And they loved and pushed and kept it pushing. You feel me? And honestly speaking, we learn. Now I have to become a villain because of No, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying like how these gents think. You feel me? Because I can't blame them because they were done filthy. You feel me? And guys, I'm sure you guys listening and watching me speak, I wasn't hurt, guys. I wasn't hurt at all, no. But I just see things. I observe things. And honestly speaking, it's almost like I can relate because it's sad at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's true.
It is what it is. But it's the reason why we have bad guys.
I mean, you said in the last season how it's a doggy dog world. Get treated a dog. And dog you treat world. Others like a dog.
Exactly. Because, I mean, like, me personally, knowing the kind of guy I am, right? I'll change just because... Not because of my own like will or anything, but because I just wanna be hurt.
Yeah, that that's sort true. Of thing. Yeah.
I wanna like guard my heart above all else. If that makes sense, you feel me? But let me ask you a question, Wise. What would you say if a girl told you to your face, "You're too good, you're too nice," and then she just stops pursuing you? In a way, you feel me? How are you feeling? How are you reacting?
Nice question. Funny enough, what Ura is saying is that while I was making research of this for this video, I have a few things to say on what you said. Yeah. But while I was making research of this video, I saw two comments that really stood out. So one person said that I'm gonna continue being a nice guy because it's gonna weed out all the bad girls, or it's gonna weed out all the girls that were not meant for me. And the second comment that really I liked that I'm going to say now. Someone said, well, if maybe women entered into a relationship based on what they could contribute rather than what they can take from the relationship, there wouldn't be any problems in the first place. And that's deep. Yeah, I can't lie, because it's like, you see, you're not coming into a relationship for what you can get from it, but you're actually coming into a relationship based on what you can contribute. That's nice, man. I can't lie. And that's kind of deep because that's it's like, deep, yeah. Really, I think us as people, or as women and men, I think women and men, we must enter relationships based on what you can contribute rather than what you can take from it. Because it kind of almost, diverts to the true meaning of what a true relationship should be. And to directly answer your question, if a girl had to tell me, "Oh, why is you too nice?" and then she stops pursuing me, then no, I'm not gonna be sad or disappointed because keep it pushing. I'ma keep it pushing. You must keep it pushing. It's clear that you want a bad guy. It's clear you want someone that wants to cheat on you. That's what you like. You like to cry at night. It's clear. So okay, Fede, I'ma continue having my nice guy persona, and if that means that same persona you don't like, then it's fine. I won't change myself just to be with you. Please you. Because as the old saying goes, there are many fishes in the sea. You're not the only fresh hunter on the world. Know what I'm saying? But if it goes down to what Ura said, how if she feels like I'm being too friendly to a point where other girls think they can get me, then she must say that. She must tell me, "Wise, I understand you're a nice guy. I understand you're a friendly guy. But I feel like whenever we're out and about and you're talking to other women, that's not me. You're being a little bit too friendly, and I don't like that." You know, say that, you know, communicate to me and tell me that me being too friendly is a bit of an issue. Then, although it's still dumb, I'll try alternating my ways and to make sure that it works. But then, if it's to a point where you just don't like my nice guy personality, then that sounds like a you problem. I'm not gonna lie, because I'm you like nice guys must remember you're not doing anything wrong by being nice, you're literally not, it's just that person's problem.
Because at the end of the day, there will always be someone for you. And you just have to trust that in due time, you will find the right person for you. So just keep being the nice guy you are, you feel me? But once again, at the end of the day, right, it's just like, it's sad that the world is the way it is today. You feel me? At the there's nothing.
It's so mad, bro.
It's there's nothing we can do to fix it.
No, there is something you can do.
Oh,
have a suggestion. Stop being dumb, and stop making nice things or nice stuff a problem in life.
No, I'm with you for sure. But then, I want to touch on the friendliness a little bit.
Yeah.
Of what you just said. If your girl was friendly, how are you feeling? Okay, wait. For starters, let's hear Wise's definition of friendly.
Friendly.
Why? What is friendly? I just want to hear your definition.
I would say, in terms of relationship, I would say.
Yes, of course.
Friendly in relationship context, I would say is a person that I feel like I want to say what I want to say, but no, it kind of contradicts what we've been talking about.
Okay, wait. Just say what you want to say.
I would say being friendly in a relationship context is you maybe being a little bit too open. No, okay. When I say open, I don't mean open in terms of telling your secrets. Yeah, I'm just saying open in terms of the way you act to other people. You being a little bit too open, like, for you feel like everyone is buddy-buddy. You know what I'm saying? Well, at that time, the person that you're looking in front of you, you just met them today. So I don't know why you're being so buddy-buddy. You know what I'm saying? So I would say being friendly is being a little bit too open. Being friendly as a person is you being a little bit too open to people that you probably don't know.
Exactly.
Hopefully I'm making sense. If I sound dumb, I apologize.
You already just summed it up. Being open, meaning you're giving that next person like that thought that, oh, okay, what if I shoot? What if I shoot? If I miss, I miss, but it won't hurt trying. That's the mindset you're giving the other person when you're friendly. That's why girls don't like friendly gents, you feel me? Because, I mean, you're giving the hand like that thought of, I think I could bag this guy. I think I could get him. And guess what? Because you're too nice, you will fold.
Nah, but then it's also up to that person that's being too nice to be like, sorry, I'm with someone.
You shouldn't apologize that you're with someone.
No, ish, ora, I'm saying ish, I'm saying that hard to that person, they can't shoot me because I'm with someone. And when I say sorry, I don't mean I'm sorry that I'm in a relationship.
No, that's why you...
That's also, it's just human nature to apologize.
No, no, I'm in a relationship. It is, leave it at that.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no thank, but please say what you wanted to say.
So, okay. This part, guys, is I'm gonna have to explain separately. Before I just put in my voice, guys. Before the editing or the video itself is weird. If you're listening on streaming platforms, guys, this part of the episode I just had to speak so it had to be a whole separate thing. I'm sounding gibberish right now, but you're gonna know what I'm trying to say. But basically. I had to do this part of the episode because the original audio is just too loud, so I just have to explain what I was explaining in the original video part in a whole separate everything. So this is going to be different. Now I'm saying, if you're listening on Spotify or any other streaming platforms, Apple Music, the audio will be a bit better now, at least for my part. But in a few minutes, guys, it's gonna be my mic is gonna sound trash again. But for now, it should be sounding nice. So I'm gonna explain the story. So basically, what I was gonna say is that the example of when you are too nice as a person is the story that I'm about to say. So I can't really reveal too much because if you're a family member of mine and you're listening to the episode, you know instantly who I'm talking about. So I'm gonna have to code it a little bit. So basically I got invited to an event an event, an invite only event. And basically, there was a newly proposed couple that also got invited to the event. So the husband, he knew he knew most of the people that were invited, and there was a particular female that he assuming that he's friends with, obviously. Okay, fair. So when his female friend and his newly fiance, his soon to be wife, was there, they were all discussing. Also, during the event, at a certain time, they were all together. Everyone was all together, but obviously, we were kind of in our own bubble. You know, some people was talking to some people, and some other people were talking to some other people. So this guy, right, the female friend he's friends with, and his wife was there. While they were talking, he decided to hold his female friend by the waist. You know what I'm saying? So basically, by the waist, but like by her back. So the wife saw that. You could clearly see that his wife saw what he was doing, and you could see her facial expression was not a happy one. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it wasn't a happy one, but it wasn't a sad one. But you could clearly, I saw it my own eyes, guys. I could clearly see that she saw what he was doing, and she kind of felt some type of way. Obviously, she didn't make a reaction of any of the sorts, but you could clearly see she was not happy. So I don't know, that's just an example of being too friendly as a person, guys. Females and males, don't be too friendly to a point where when your opposite gender friend comes in front of your spouse, you're out here busy holding them by the wayside. Like, why? Me personally, I don't want any other man holding my woman in such a way. And I think a woman, you shouldn't be allowing any other woman touch your man in such a way. That's all I'm gonna say, guys, because you shouldn't be in a position where you're too friendly to a point where you're allowing such things like that to happen. Heck no. So yeah, that was just my piece about it. That was the story I wanted to explain. And also, you guys might be thinking, otherwise maybe overreacting. If you're in the same space as me in that moment, you'd also just see what I was seeing that day. And I know for a fact they went back home and they discussed it. There's no way she just let that slide. And also, me personally, if I was a guy and someone did that to my woman, I would also wouldn't let that slide. So yeah, so that was my piece about it, guys. I just wanted to speak about that, because in the original video I did speak about it, but the audio was just too bad, guys. I did apologize in the beginning of the episode, and I'll keep on apologizing. I don't know why the volume levels just decided to increase. So back to the video, guys. The audio, what you guys are about to listen to, the audio is gonna go back to being trash. But guys, I'm telling you, episode 3 is gonna be a nice one. The audio levels will be proper. The same audio levels you guys were listening to in episode 1 is gonna be proper, guys. I just don't know what was going on originally. So back to the episode, guys, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
Did they end up marrying each other?
Yeah, they did. They did. Obviously, I'm not gonna say when they got married. The people listening will know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a family member of mine, you know who I'm talking about if I say when they got married.
Yeah.
But let me just say they did get married.
Yeah. Damn. All I can say is, you see, the thing is, it starts off very light. Film, like friends. It starts off very light. Then light turns. Gradually. That's why I can't have a friendly person, you feel me? But once again, I can't sit here and act like I am holy and all that, because I too have my flaws. I genuinely think I come off as friendly, but unlike this guy, I will say, if I really like the person, I will say no thank you. Keep it pushing.
One time. I'm literally nothing wrong by saying sorry.
No, there's nothing wrong. You know what? Agree to this. We're gonna leave it at that. But what's this thing? Then I just wanna talk about something else really quick.
Like, yeah.
Before we started this recording, actually, there's a video that me and Wise watched. We're not gonna watch it now, right?
No, we can.
We can.
Yeah, so there's a video that's basically related to what we've been talking about. Okay. Obviously, on YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm gonna edit it in a way you can watch as well.
Will it be in the description?
No. It will actually be in the actual video. I'll leave the description of the video down below.
So
if you're on Spotify, you listen to the video. Essentially, if you're on YouTube, you actually see what you'd see.
Here's a video that me and Wise
been talking about.
You like assholes or nice guys?
I think guys who are way too nice are so unattractive. It's like such like a ick. But guys who are like kind of dickheads and then they can be nice when I want them to be, that's
so not. Guys are a dick, so you think they can change. Has it ever happened? Has a guy ever changed?
No.
This is exactly why there are so many men that are just done dating. Because if they're a good man, they're being told by this type of woman that he's too nice. And she admits she keeps going for that bad boy type that she's hoping to change into a nice guy just for her. Good men don't work like that, and they don't want that. But what they're being forced to do is weave through this toxic craziness and trying to stay true to themselves, all while hoping that by the time that they do find their match, which is also of healthy mindset, that they're ready for her. Which is really easier said than done, because if you've run into this mindset from a woman over and over and over again as a man, it's just naturally going to be harder and harder to believe as a man that a woman is genuinely interested in who you are.
The video talks for itself. So like, it just goes back to what I've been saying in the beginning. Then you wanna cry when there are no more nice guys left. Because we're trying to guard our hearts. You feel me? No, wait, why am I speaking as if I'm part of the bad? No, I'm not. But you wanna complain that this guy is not changing his ways and stuff because of girls like this.
because of girls like in that video.
Because and it makes me so scared to be nice and genuine. Because I can give you my heart and you can just like spit on it and throw it away and say, nah, it's too good for me. I want a heart that's broken. You feel me? Why would you want a broken heart? I'm giving you my all. You get me? But today's society, crazy, man.
And you know what I like about that lady, that video? She's like, nice guys don't want to be in a position where they have to change their ways just to improve you, just to get you. Like, why?
Exactly what me and Wise were talking about earlier in this video. Because at the end of the day, right, you make us seem like it's a huge red flag to be a nice guy. Since when is it a red flag to be a nice guy? Like, I've never heard of such in my life.
I mean, the only red flag that we just discussed about being too friendly, that's the only red flag I'll consider accepting, like, in terms of the nice guy argument. Other than that, I don't want to hear anything else.
Well, this guy opens doors for you, he pulls your chair for you, he pays for your stuff and everything. But that's weak in your eyes. What do you want? What do you want? Tell us, please.
Before we end the episode, in your opinion, like what I said in the beginning, there's like something I wanted to talk about. Do you feel like, you see how we say nice guys finish last? Do you feel like kind women get cheated on or get taken advantage of the most in relationship?
I personally will not lie, right? I feel like kind women, right? Good women, they do get cheated on, definitely. Because, once again, you gotta understand, gents out there are heartless, they're ruthless, boy. And they love the game. I don't know if you guys know what the game is, but they just love the game. Chase, you feel me?
Like, yeah.
Of bagging any woman they can see and stuff. And therefore, they leave these good women, to the side. And it sucks. If you that, come talk to me. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But to answer your question, it's sad, but yes, I do think that the good women out there do get cheated on, and it sucks. Just like nice guys do finish last. It is what it is, man. But are we wrapping it up now?
Yeah. I was gonna say, based on that question, the thing about nice girls being taken advantage of or being cheated on the most, I feel like I think I want to say that, okay, I don't know if they get cheated on the most, you know what I'm saying, but I would say that kind girls are more prone to getting done dirty by their spouses if their spouse is not a nice guy, because it's, I don't know, but I don't know if it's so easy to take advantage of someone that's kind, because it's almost like taking candy from a baby, because like they're gonna retaliate, of course, but they're not gonna retaliate to a point that you can't handle them, you know. It's just like, okay, if they retaliate, it's whatever. But then it's kind of sad, because it's like, as we just discussed in the episode earlier, that like kindness is taken for weakness. And maybe for the guy that's cheating on that girl, he sees a girl being a little bit too kind as a weakness for him. And in that, it's like, I don't know, why is it that the personality she has, the brilliant personality that she has, that ISIS guys wish that most women had, you have that girl, and then poof, you cheat on her. You know what I'm saying? And it's so sad. And I know for a fact that happens in SA, how wives get cheated on by their husbands, and that time these are the most kind women that you ever meet. You know what I'm saying? They cook, they clean, they're respectful. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, they just get cheated on for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And that time, it's probably just based off what we said. I forgot which episode it was, where cheating won't get you far. It's like what I said. It's like, maybe at that point, that guy just needed sexual desires that maybe you as a woman, you're not willing to provide. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes, no, I completely hear with, like, I hear what you just said, everything. I do want to say the last point quickly.
Yeah, that's good.
That I feel like why, like, the good women out there get cheated on, it's just because these bad guys are scared of commitment. Why are you scared of commitment, girl?
It's not what you want.
It's what, like, don't stay loyal to that game. You feel me? Don't stay loyal to the game. But yeah, no, I think we're gonna close it, wrap it up. Let us know what you guys think. Obviously, once again, the videos we provide, not trying to target no one in particular. We just want to provide the best content
that we can.
You feel me? But once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And
follow us on our social medias, IG, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, RSS, as Ura, Apple Podcast as well, Spotify, we there. As Ura said, please follow us on Twitter. That part made me laugh. Please, we need your support.
Please, that's all I need. We just need the support. And I think we lost the TikTok follower.
So we only have one?
No, I'm saying we're back to 9 followers. We're on 10. But I think someone out there
unfollowed us.
Follow back.
You see, this is when you know you don't watch the podcast. Because if you knew, we were on break. So there was no content on the TikTok.
Exactly, but we're back.
We're back.
But anyways, guys, what's this thing? Thank you so much. And tune in for next week. Peace.